Dinis, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Many thanks, Amber. Great to be here on with you.
Lovely to be chatting to you as well. So I suppose just to start off, you might just talk us through a little bit about the work you're doing at Accenture at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Amber. And thanks for the opportunity to be here today. So I lead the AI and data team at Accenture. And really what we're responsible for doing is working with organizations, working with our clients right the way across Ireland and beyond, and really trying to help them turn the theory of AI into practical usage and embed it in their businesses and hopefully get value out of that as well. So very busy time at the moment, lots going on in this space.
I can imagine, absolutely. And I suppose that leads me nicely on to my next question as well, because I know at Accenture Ireland, you've released a new report and that looks at artificial intelligence. I suppose before we dive into the findings of it, what might have prompted you to take this research on in the first place?
Yeah, well, this generating impact research, it's actually the second major piece of AI research we've done in Ireland. We did another piece 18 months ago, and really the intent was to have a close look at around AI adoption, both at an individual employee, but also at a worker level across the country. And obviously, since that 18-month time horizon, we've seen a lot of adoption of the technology. Agentic AI has now become a big thing. So obviously, we're very keen to see how that has impacted the landscape as well.
Absolutely. And maybe just for someone that's listening, when they hear agentic AI and they don't know what that means, can you explain it to us, Dinis?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think everyone at this stage is getting familiar with generative AI. And that obviously came out to public attention with the launch of ChatGPT nearly 4 years ago at this stage. And that's really where you put in a prompt typically, and you get an output. Agentic AI is a wrapper around Gen AI, but it effectively enables some of the AI to work autonomously or even semi-autonomously and to unpack some work that needs to get done and to go and execute that. So it doesn't need that same level of prompting. It can actually go and complete tasks on your behalf with a level of instruction and guidance as well.
Yeah, okay, really interesting. And I know that when it comes to AI, I suppose there's so much to keep up with. So in terms of the findings of this research, Dinis, are we keeping pace with the need maybe to adopt it and then businesses feeling confident to use it, or what did the research show us?
Yeah, loads of really interesting points coming out of the research. But I suppose the headline high-level narrative is that at an individual level, the adoption has really accelerated over the course of the last 18 months. I think we can see that day-to-day ourselves. And that's evident also from a work perspective. However, organizations haven't quite adopted and embedded AI to the same extent. And consequently, when it comes to the economic prize associated with this new technology, that remains largely untapped. So that's probably the research in a nutshell.
Okay, that's interesting. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, well, I think it's often the case that these new technologies are adopted in the first instance by individuals and that races ahead, and then organizations need to determine how to bring them in and to drive value when they're embedded in their organization. So in some respects, an element of that is to be expected. But I think the pace of which individuals have really taken on board the technology is surprising. So just to give you an example, we're seeing the number of individuals, Irish workers, who are using generative AI tools now day to day in their jobs has increased threefold in the 18 months. So that's now 23%, which is a good chunk ahead of the UK as well. And that just gives us a flavour for the level of adoption and usage, and that's on a daily basis. However, if we're to look at an enterprise level, only a third of organizations, or even less than a third actually, have actually embedded AI to the extent that it has changed a process or a key part of how their business or organization works. So that hasn't quite kept a pace at this moment, but obviously a lot of good reasons for that. And I think that's where we're seeing a lot of focus as we're moving ahead.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting. And I know something that we always hear, I suppose, when we talk about AI as well, is that it's constantly changing and it's, you know, moving at such a fast pace, which you mentioned yourself as well. But are employers worried about the constant need to reskill then their staff, maybe when it comes to using AI and adopting it within their business, Dinis?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the big call-outs actually around upskilling and reskilling of the workforce. And interestingly, one of the findings is that of those people who are using AI regularly in their job, nearly half of them, or just under actually, haven't had any formal training at this point. And that points to, I suppose, a couple of challenges around just ensuring that they're using it in the right way with the right controls and they know what it is good for and not good for. But it also points to the need for organizations to set a little bit of guidance around what tools are available, how to use them, how to be responsible with those tools as well. So there's a lot of progress, I think, that has been made in the upskilling agenda, but I think it's still one area that has a huge amount of focus and attention required still as we look ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the staff then, did you get a flavour of how they were feeling? Were they feeling ready to work with AI, or what was the results there?
Yeah, I think overall, I think staff are probably realistic and forward-looking, and I certainly sense quite a bit of optimism as well. I think some of the interesting standout points, 64% expect to be reskilled, or the need to reskill as they're looking ahead in their careers. And a significant percentage of people think that their work will, as it's currently configured, will shift very significantly over the course of the next 3-4 years by 2030. But I think what's really encouraging is the level of people, 87% actually, are willing to adapt, willing to get stuck into reskilling and upskilling. And I think that's really a very positive signal in terms of how those next couple of years will play out. You know, people are building their awareness around what AI can do, how it can help, how it can be brought into the workplace, and also learning that with more AI opens the possibility for people to use different skill sets that possibly aren't being tapped into to the same extent today. So creativity, problem solving, relationship management, areas like that will hopefully be amplified in importance. And quite often, that's where people enjoy spending their time and use the AI, use the tooling to potentially take some of the more mundane aspects out of the day-to-day work.
Yeah, absolutely. This might be a hard one to answer now, and I'm not sure if it's something maybe, Dennis, that you looked at in the survey or not, but did it look at maybe whether there is actually proof out there that AI is actually helping and benefiting the businesses that are using it?
Certainly, again, we're seeing evidence of that, albeit we're at a relatively early stage. So I think it was 2 out of 5 leaders are seeing some economic benefit coming through now, be it on the cost side or some new revenue opportunities or productivity opportunities. But there are still significant cohorts who haven't yet seen material bottom line change, and others that are seeing money being spent on this agenda, but actually not delivering levels of return and in fact, elements of wastage at the moment. But I think there's a lot of indication to show that the potential is there. There are a smaller cohort of enterprises that are certainly leading the way in terms of adopting it and getting that economic return. And there's some attributes around those leaders that are called out in the report, around which others can hopefully take some of the learnings from as well and adapt to their own scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dennis, did it look at, we'll say, the cost maybe, and if that was a barrier maybe in the current climate they're in at the moment to some businesses maybe taking on AI and actually adopting it into their own businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. It did look at both sides, let's say, for the returns, but also the costs. I suppose on the cost side, the usage of AI, I think some of those costs are coming down on a day-to-day basis. But what we're absolutely seeing is that the organizations who are getting those returns are those that are thinking about this not as just another tool that they can plug into how they do work today, but actually they're looking at some of the key important work that they need to do on an ongoing basis and how they can change or redesign that work and use AI in that context. And that actually often not just helps from the cost perspective, but what the research points out is that there's even more potential on a growth dimension as well. So, you know, getting better services out to clients and improving speed to market and looking at different revenue growth opportunities as well. So when that mindset of trying to change how the work gets done is brought to bear, then this can be a really powerful tool to help with growth as well as with some cost considerations too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. And I suppose as we look to the future, by the sounds of things, it sounds like that businesses are very much kind of in favour of AI and that they feel it will be part of their business and will support their business going forward. Would I be right in saying that, Dennis?
I would certainly say that the research backs that up. I think many are on that journey at different stages of maturity right now. I think some are still at relatively earlier points around trying to experiment and adopt some tools. But there's now growing cohorts that are getting significant levels of AI into production and then also driving some real material return and benefit and value out of that. So I think, as we're all seeing day to day ourselves and many aspects of how we operate, these tools are improving all the time and can really be beneficial if put to work in the right way for us from a business perspective as well.
And just before we finish up, I just wanted to ask you, Dennis, as well, maybe for some advice that you might have for a business, maybe that's, thinking about adopting AI, or maybe is at the start of that AI adoption and maybe is finding it a little overwhelming at the moment. What would be your key advice, I suppose, for people at that stage?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say, Amber, is just to get started, right? The cost of delay, and the research actually bears this out, it compounds the longer you don't do anything. So picking something that's important or meaningful, a workflow or a problem or a team that's of high importance to the business, and this can be a big business or an SME or smaller businesses, doesn't matter at all. Going after it properly, though, and trying to learn, trying to adopt AI in that context to help with that problem area, and then figuring out what works, what was beneficial, and then how to maybe use that more broadly. That's certainly the set of next steps and actions we would see as important for businesses of all sizes as they look to just put AI more front and central in terms of their operation.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, it's been lovely to talk to you this evening, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show.
Great pleasure. Thanks a million, Amber.